Welcome to your walking recode for emotional sobriety. Okay, now before we walk, I want to remind you that we're not walking today because you need more steps, although you very well may need them. We're walking because something in you has been activated today. Maybe you're feeling anxious or angry or frenetic, overstimulated, hurt, impatient, scared, confused. Maybe everything feels urgent right now. And before we try to solve any of it, I want you to just start walking. Nothing fancy here. Find a pace that feels natural for you. Let your arms swing. Let your eyes look out ahead of you instead of down at your phone. And just notice what is here right now. Don't explain it yet. Don't tell me why you feel it. Don't build the case. Just name the state. I feel anxious, or I feel angry, or I feel overwhelmed, or I feel hurt, I feel completely spun out. Whatever it is, what do you feel? Now, notice where it seems to live in your body. Is it your chest, your throat, your jaw? Maybe it's your stomach, your shoulders. Maybe behind your eyes, or maybe it's just everywhere. You don't need to make it disappear. For the next few minutes, your only job is to notice what's here without turning what you feel into a prediction about what's happening next. Because there is a difference between I am experiencing anxiety and something terrible is happening. There's a difference between I feel furious and I need to do something about this right now. And there's a difference between my body feels an emergency and this actually is one. So just keep walking. Now, I want you to deliberately feel your footsteps. Left, right, left, right. You don't have to force a rhythm. Just notice that your body already knows how to alternate, one side then the other. Let your arms participate. Let your shoulders loosen a little bit. And look around you. Not frantically, just let your eyes take in the world beyond the problem. Notice something in the distance. Notice something beside you. Notice the horizon if you can see it. Feel the ground meet your feet. Now, your mind may still want to run 10 miles ahead of you, and that's okay. Bring it back to this step and this one and this one and ask yourself, what does my body need in the next 10 minutes? Not what does my entire life need, not how am I going to fix the relationship, not how am I going to solve the financial issue, not what am I going to say tomorrow. What does my body need right now? Maybe movement is exactly what is needed. Maybe you need a little more pace. If your body feels full of adrenaline, pick it up slightly. Walk with some purpose. Let some of the energy just become motion. And if your system already feels depleted, you don't have to power walk your way to enlightenment. Slow down. This is not punishment. We're helping your body metabolize what it's carrying. Sometimes the path looks like frenzy, power, direction, peace. You don't have to jump from frenzy directly into peace. Sometimes there's too much energy for that. So give the energy somewhere to go. Mobilize, move, and eventually recover. Now that you've been moving for a little while, I want you to do something different. Instead of trying to get rid of the feeling, turn toward it. Not dramatically, just curiously. Imagine this emotion showed up carrying information. Ask it, what are you trying to help me know? And keep walking. Don't hunt for an impressive answer. Let whatever comes, come. Maybe anger says they crossed a line. Maybe fear says, I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe sadness says, this mattered to me. Maybe resentment says, you keep saying yes when you mean no. Maybe anxiety says, there are too many unresolved things competing for your attention. Maybe nothing answers yet. That's okay too. Try another question. What are you protecting? What are you afraid might happen? What feels threatened? What feels unfair? Is there a boundary I've ignored? Is there something I want that I haven't admitted? Is there grief under all of this? Am I trying to control something that is currently uncertain? Have I been overriding myself? And finally, what would help you feel heard? This is important. Listening does not mean obeying. You can say to anger, I understand exactly why you're here, and we're still not sending that text. You can tell fear, I understand what you're trying to protect, and we may still go. You can tell sadness, I know this hurts. You don't have to stop hurting before I take care of us. That is emotional leadership. Your feelings get a seat at the table. They don't automatically get the microphone or the gavel or the car keys or access to your phone. Emotions are information. They're not always instructions. Now keep walking. What we're going to do now is to separate what happened from everything your activated brain has wrapped around what happened. So I want you to ask yourself, what are the facts? Not the interpretation, not what you think they secretly meant, not what you're afraid happens next. If a camera had been recording the situation, what would it have actually captured? For this part of the exercise, I just want you to stay with the facts. I want you to ask yourself, what story am I adding? Taking away whether or not you are right or wrong, what story are you adding? What am I assuming? Predicting. Mind reading. Catastrophizing. Filling in because I don't have an answer yet. And now we do something equally important. We're not going to gaslight you in the name of regulation. Ask, what does this emotion have right? Maybe something genuinely is wrong. Maybe a boundary really was crossed. Maybe you're exhausted because you've been carrying too much. Maybe you keep ignoring something that actually needs to change. Maybe your body has been whispering for 6 months and finally decided to scream. Listen for what is true. And then ask, what might the emotion be exaggerating? Because a real problem is not automatically a catastrophe. A painful conversation is not necessarily the end of the relationship. An unexpected expense is not necessarily financial ruin. Someone being upset with you does not necessarily mean you did something wrong. Uncertainty is not proof that the worst-case scenario is coming. Now let's classify what you're dealing with. Is this an emergency? something requiring immediate action? Is it a problem? Something real that needs a plan? Is this an inconvenience? Something irritating or uncomfortable that requires adaptation? Or is it unfinished? Meaning you have already done what is available to you and now your job is to wait. That last one gets a lot of people. Because sometimes your nervous system keeps trying to solve something that cannot currently be solved. There is no email left to send, no conversation available tonight, no additional information to gather, no button left to push. You're just in this unbearable little hallway called I don't know yet. If it's unfinished, let it be unfinished. Your body's intensity does not determine the situation's severity. Now, I want you to imagine that the feeling does not disappear. You're not required to become blissful before you can lead yourself. Instead, I want you to ask this. Given everything I have learned, what does this feeling actually need from me? Maybe it needs action. Something genuinely needs to change. Maybe it needs a boundary. Something needs a no. Maybe it needs communication. Something needs to be said clearly. Maybe grief. Nothing needs fixing. Something needs mourning. Maybe it needs courage. The uncertainty is real, and you're going anyway. Maybe it needs reassurance. You need to remember what you already know. Maybe acceptance. Nothing else can be done right now. Or maybe rest. Your system is simply depleted. Maybe time. This does not need resolution today. Maybe help. You do not have to navigate this alone. Or maybe nothing needs to happen. That's an option too. You listened, you investigated, you understood. The feeling delivered the message. It doesn't have to stay in your body forever just to prove that you received it. So go ahead and ask yourself, what response do I want to practice instead of my automatic one? Not forever, just today. Maybe instead of chasing, I pause. Instead of exploding, I get clear. Instead of abandoning myself, I stay. Instead of demanding certainty, I tolerate not knowing. Instead of fixing everything, I do the next available thing. Instead of reaching for my phone, I finish this walk. Now choose yours. Okay, now we're going to change the walk. Not dramatically, but deliberately. Imagine the version of you who already knows, I can handle this. Not the version of you who has magically gotten the outcome she wants. The version who knows she can handle herself regardless. How does that version of you walk? What happens to your posture? To your shoulders? Your chin? Your breathing? Your stride, your eyes. Try it. Walk like someone who does not need to know every answer this minute. Walk like someone who trusts herself or himself to respond when new information arrives. Walk like someone whose feelings are allowed to be loud without mistaking loud for dangerous. Feel your feet. Left, right, left, right, and repeat after me, either silently or even out loud. I can feel everything without letting everything drive. My body can be loud without my reality being dangerous. This energy, it is not automatically an emergency. I do not have to silence the emotion. I can get sober enough to hear it clearly. trust myself to know the difference between information and instruction. I can listen without obeying. I can pause without abandoning myself. I can act when action is needed. And I can wait when waiting is the work. Now give me another 30 seconds of that walk. No analysis, just full embodiment. Walk it. It's just energy. It's not necessarily instruction. You have dominion over your vibe. Walk it. Nice. Now, when you're ready, begin to ease your pace. We're not necessarily stopping. I just want you to soften it lightly. Let your breath settle naturally. Notice your surroundings again. Feel your feet. Notice the temperature of the air. Notice your body now compared with your body at the beginning. You do not have to be completely calm for this walk to have worked. This is not the assignment. Ask instead, what do I now know that I couldn't hear clearly before? And what is my next elevated action? Not the next 12, just one. Maybe it's sending the email. Maybe it's not sending the email. Maybe it's eating lunch. Maybe it's setting the boundary. Maybe it's getting more information. Maybe it's taking a shower and going to bed. Maybe it's allowing today to remain unresolved. What is the one next action? And if you still don't know, that's okay. Your next action may simply be do nothing while activated. And that counts. Before we finish, put one hand somewhere on your body if that feels natural. Maybe it's your chest, your belly, arm, wherever. And tell yourself, I hear you. You did not have to get louder for me to listen. We're going to handle what needs handling. And we are not going to turn everything else into an emergency. Remember, sometimes the messenger brings wisdom. Sometimes it brings an old story. Sometimes it misunderstood what it saw. Sometimes it's exhausted. Sometimes it hasn't eaten. Sometimes it's responding to 5 unresolved things at once. And sometimes it is absolutely right and has been knocking for months. Your job is not to shoot the messenger, and your job is not to hand the messenger your life. Receive the message. Regulate the messenger. Investigate the information. Choose your response. Peace isn't always found by escaping what you feel. Sometimes the map back to peace runs directly through the emotion that disrupted it. Keep walking as long as you like. You're sober now enough to decide what happens next.